Sudah dusanam parang. Bhaktyota yesang batatat malaptaye. Evang hiloka kratubi kritami. Shayishnava satishayananyamala. Tasmata dushta shuta dushanang param. Bhaktyokta yesam bhajatat malaptaye. So please, flowers. Vanghi loka kratubi kritami. Sati sayanam nimala. Tasmata dvishta shuta dusanang parang. Bhaktyokta yesang bhajatat malaptaye. Evanghi loka kratubi kritami. Sati savananimala. Tasmata dvishta shuta dusanam param. Tyokta yesam bhajatat malaptaye. Mata chisen. Loka kratubi krita ame. Tayishnava sati sayana nirmala. Tasmata dishta shuta dusanang parang. Bhaktyokta sesam achapatata bhaktaye. Iloka katupi kritami. Snava sati sayana nirmala. Adishta suta dusanang parang. Bhaktyokta yesam bhajatat malaptaye. Evang iloka kratumi kritami. Tayishnava sati sayana nirmala. Tasmata dishta shuta dushanan parang. Bhaktyokta yesang bhajatat malaptaye.
Thank you. So word by word, evam, similarly, as earthly worlds and possessions are impermanent. He, indeed, loka, higher planetary systems like heaven, the moon, the sun, and Brahmaloka, kratubi, by performing great sacrifices. Krita, achieved. Ami, all those. Shayishnava, perishable, impermanent. Satishaya, also more comfortable and pleasing. Na, not. Nirmala, pure, free from disturbances. Tasmat, therefore, adushna shruta, never seen or heard. Dushanam, whose fault? Param, the Supreme Bhaktya, with great devotional love, Oktaya, as described in the Vedic literature, not mixed with jnana or karma. Isham, the Supreme Lord. Bhajata, worship. Atmalabdhaye, for self-realization. Translation. It is learned from Vedic literature that by performing great sacrifices, one may elevate himself to the heavenly planets. However, although life on the heavenly planets is hundreds and thousands of times more comfortable than life on earth, the heavenly planets are not pure, nirmalam, or free from the taint of material existence. The heavenly planets are also temporary, and therefore they are not the goal of life. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, has never been seen or heard to possess inebriety. Consequently, for your own benefit and self-realization, you must worship the Lord with great devotion as described in the revealed scriptures. Purport of Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Kshini Punye Matya Lokam Vishanti. Even if one is promoted to the higher planetary systems by performing great sacrifices, which are accompanied by the sinful act of sacrificing animals, the standard of happiness in Svargaloka is also not free from disturbances. There's a similar struggle for existence even for the king of heaven, Indra. Thus, Thus, there is no practical benefit in promoting oneself to the heavenly planets. Indeed, from the heavenly planets, one must return to this earth after one has exhausted the results of his pious activities. In the Vedas, it is said, Tadyatena kamajito loka kshiyate evang mutra, punya jito loka kshiyata. As the material possessions we acquire here by hard work are vanquished in due course of time, one's residence in the heavenly planets is also eventually vanquished. According to one's activities of piety in different degrees, one obtains different standards of life, but none of them are permanent, and therefore they are all impure. Consequently, one should not endeavor to be promoted to the higher planetary systems, only to return to this earth or descend still lower to the hellish planets. To stop this cycle of going up and coming down, one must take to Krishna consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasare Paya Bhakti Lata Bicha. This is Madhya Lila 19.151. The living entity is rotating in the cycle of birth and death, coming sometimes to the higher planets and sometimes to the lower planets. But that is not the solution to the problem of life. But if by the grace of Krishna one is fortunate enough to meet a guru, a representative of Krishna, one gets a clue to returning home, back to Godhead, having achieved self-realization. This is what is actually desirable. Bhajatatma labdaye. One must take to Krishna consciousness for self-realization. Amagyana timandasya gnandriya shalakya shakshon militam yena tasmai shri gurave nama. Amsho bhagavatosmi am saradasosmi savatat kipa paksha konityam tat peshta shatkaromishsvam. Vanchakalpataruvyasta kripasanduvyavecha patitanam pavane pyavaishnave pyunamu namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I will read the verse again. It is learned from Vedic literature that by performing great sacrifices one may elevate himself to the heavenly planets. However, although life on the heavenly planets is hundreds and thousands of times more comfortable than life on earth, the heavenly planets are not pure, Nirmalam, or free from the taint of material existence. The heavenly planets are also temporary, and therefore they are not the goal of life. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, has never been seen or heard to possess inebriety. Consequently, for your own benefit and self-realization, you must worship the Lord with great devotion, as described in the revealed scriptures. So Srila Prabhupada says in his purport, even if by great sacrifices and like it was done in previous ages, one is able to promote oneself to heavenly planets, still the sacrifices are tainted by sinful activities, because animals are killed for that. So anyway, for us, this is not it's not a way anymore, because the sacrifices are not meant for Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, we have just one process, and this is the chanting of the holy name. And there is no other way for us to go back home but by chanting the holy name. Only by this chanting we will be able to revive our eternal relationship with Krishna. And as long as we don't feel this relationship, this dormant love inside of us, how can we seriously have the desire to go back home? How can we have the desire to meet someone, in this case the Supreme Lord, Lord Krishna, if we don't have any relationship with this person? But if step by step this relationship awakens again, then we will be so happy that we don't want anything else anymore. If you have something in your life that makes you very happy, do you think of anything else then? Then you don't? Then you want just this and nothing else. Yajna must be performed, it's also said in Bhagavad Gita, but our yajna is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is our only hope. In one purport in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says, therefore all the disciples practicing Krishna consciousness should obediently follow the regulative principles and remain fixed in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Then there need to be no fear. Otherwise, one's position is very dangerous, especially in Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, we have so many means, so many options to seemingly enjoy. I remember sometime after I joined, some Mataji asked me, but what are you enjoying then? You don't do this, you don't do this, you don't do that. What are you enjoying? And I tried to explain her, but she didn't understand. Like Srila Prabhupada is using this example of the glass of honey. If you just look from outside, you will never find out. You have to open it and you have to taste it. So Srila Prabhupada taught us, one should invite people chant Hare Krishna and then distribute prasad. So easy. And this yajna will satisfy all the demigods, and thus there will be peace and prosperity in the world. The chanting is always washing away all our contaminations. But this is so difficult. Isn't this a difficult process we are following? Isn't it difficult? What do you think about? We have to do so many extremely difficult things, especially our main process. My God, this is completely against our nature. Chanting, dancing, taking prasada, every day even. It's amazing how we can survive in Krishna consciousness. What do you think about? I heard this once from my Guru Maharaj, and from Mataji was standing there, and her eyes were becoming wider and wider. Oh my God, what is Maharaj going to say now? And then we were all together laughing, because actually it's so simple and it's so easy and it's very, very joyful. So we can do this every day, also association with devotees we can have every day, even if we have only little time. Also my Guru Maharaj, once in Spain, there were many grihasthas, Mahalakshmi might remember, he came with his idea. So, of course, a daily household duties takes a lot of time. Why don't you build a group of devotees? Maybe you find 30 households. I don't know if there were so many in Spain. Maybe not. So, and then you have to cook only once a month. Take 7, okay, then you cook once a week. It's also nice. Your household is clean. You must not think about cooking. So you invite all the devotees to your house. You have kirtan. You take prasadam together. You have some Krishna katha. You have so nice association. And you don't spend more time than you usually spend in your kitchen by cooking. You have a festival every day. Isn't it a nice idea? I mean, not for the brahmacharis who are living somewhere in the ashram, of course, but in general, it's a nice idea. So, why are we not doing things like this? It's just because we have our own ideas. We have our own ideas what we like and what we dislike. What type of devotees we want to associate with, if they're really on our level or a high level, or maybe they are on such a high level that we consider them to be too proud or whatever. So many things are going on in our mind. And then if it comes to prasadam, not everyone likes everything, isn't it? It's not always that we think, okay, it's prasadam, nice. We might say it, but we might think, no, next time I don't go there anymore because I didn't like it. So we have our own ideas and we want to enjoy. Even in our spiritual life, we want to enjoy so much. I knew Mataji, she told me, she was from a very rich family. She enjoyed her whole life, even in temple. She didn't like prasadam if there wasn't some paneer. She didn't like khichdi if there wasn't some paneer inside. Otherwise she wouldn't accept khichdi, then she would not take the temple prasadam, but somehow cook for herself. And one day she told me, yes, someone was reading my palms or whatever. I don't know where she got it from. I don't remember this exactly. But yes, it said after this lifetime, I will go to the heavenly planets and I will enjoy there for a long time. And guess what? She was happy about. She thought, it will be nice. I can enjoy, great, not this austerity in this poor temple. It was a poor temple where she was living, so it was really austerity for her. I can understand, yes? But this idea to go to the heavenly planets and enjoy there, I found it a little bit strange, because as far as I know, Kali Yuga will go on and it will not become better. So imagine after 20,000 years enjoying, if she was seriously following everything and so on, but just with this desire to enjoy, she might go there. So after 20,000 years of enjoying, she will come back to planet Earth. How will conditions be then? Whoever read the Bhagavatam knows what will go on then. So the conditions will be much, will become worse and worse and worse, and at one point people will start to kill and eat each other because they are hungry and nothing is growing anymore. So would any one of you like to take birth? And then preach, yeah. I mean, you will not have much time for preaching because you have to struggle to survive. That's all. So it's not a good option, like it said in this verse, to go to heavenly planets. On the other hand, even if you're on the heavenly planets, it's not just peace there. Every one of you most probably knows this story of Lord Indra, who was cursed by his guru Brihaspati to become a hawk. So what could he do? He couldn't. He had to become a hawk. There was no way to escape, and so his position was taken by someone else. So like we hear from Brihad Bhagavatamrita once, Gop Kumar, when Indra was not there, he took his position. But looks like this one was not so qualified for this position, and everything was upside down in the whole universe. And when the time was over, then Lord Brahma came personally to remind Lord Indra to come back, because Lord Indra just didn't come. So no one understood, why is he not coming? And Lord Brahma found him with a nice hawk family. Isn't it? Yeah, I mean, the family was not complete yet. He had just a beautiful wife, which was really properly round, like hawks have to be. And she was even more round because she was pregnant. And Lord Brahma said, try to remind Lord Indra, please come. Please come. Everything is upside down in the heavenly, in heaven. So, why should I come? Lord Indra said. Yeah, but you are Lord Indra, don't you remember? Oh, yeah. Yes, you're right. I remember something. And Brahma was happy. Yes, he will come. No, he couldn't come because he was responsible for his wife. How could I let my wife here in how can I leave her in this condition? Please, come later, come later, when my children are born. Brahma gave up, said, okay, for one more moment we will manage. And when he came back after some time, oh my God, Lord Indra was even more attached, because this cute, beautiful small hawks and so helpless, they needed a father to protect them. And again he said, no, sorry, I can't come. What type of person would I be if I would give up my responsibility here? That's not possible. No, no way. Come when they're grown up. So I don't know what happened when they were grown up. I don't remember exactly. But at one time, Lord Brahma decided to help it a little bit. So, and then suddenly, some men were coming and they took away all his beautiful children who were grown up and they had some weight already, took them to the slaughterhouse. Even his beautiful wife was taken away, and Lord Indra was completely alone. And only then he decided to go back and take his position as a king of heaven again. Imagine. So, if the amazing thing is, if I think about Lord Indra attains this position with so much austerities, it's not so easy. And if anyone is serious in some austerities, Lord Indra is watching out, and he is creating disturbances for this person. because he is scared that this person could take his own position as the Lord of the Heaven. So, and still, after all these austerities, he was giving up his position so easily just for his wife and his cute, beautiful, small hawk children. You can see how strong Maya can be. Maya is so strong that even Lord Indra became a victim of Maya. No, we don't have enough time for this. So the only hope, the only real hope for us can be that we chant, and chant, and chant, and chant, and go back home. Because otherwise, we don't know what will happen next lifetime. We might go to the heavenly planets, yes. We might directly take birth again. And it's said that we are taking birth in a pious family or in a rich family then. And then we can continue. But still, we have to go through all this struggle again. Growing up, it's no fun to be a child. Some say you never laugh so much as in your childhood. But I tell you, you also will never cry as much as in your childhood. And you have to reawake your consciousness, your Krishna consciousness. Again, I personally know someone. I would say it's 100% sure. He was a Prabhupada disciple in last lifetime. And he took birth again. He had to take birth again because in the middle of his life, let's say like this, he was very serious. He was doing book distribution. Everyone knew him as a really serious devotee. But in the middle of the life, he thought, oh, yeah, I still have some material desires, so now I have to fulfill my desires. Something like this, something at the end of the life, if my desires are not fulfilled, this is dangerous. Better I fulfill them now. And he fulfilled some desires. He had still a lot of material desires. You can see it from the child now. And he said, okay, then at a certain age, I will take vanaprastha, something like this, and then I will preach again. Then I will do it. He couldn't because he was dying from cancer, and he took birth again in a devotee family. That's nice. And you can see he is a devotee. And once he told me, he's 8 years old now, just 8 years, and he told me, you know, I have so many desires. It's so hard to have so many desires. I don't know what to do. But he is after all the things he wants. And he is really suffering. So, seeing this, I would say we should do whatever we can to do it in this lifetime, isn't it? Because this determination we might have now, we have to work for it in next lifetime again. It's not that easy. And there's so many distractions. There's a nice prayer from Prahlad Maharaj. I want to read it for you. It's in Canto 5, the residents of Jambudvip offers prayers. It goes, you might know it, but it's always, it got lost here. Here it is, yeah. It goes, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Stitches Se Aviva Bhava Vachra Naka Vachra Damstva Kamashayan Ranayaran Daya Tamagrasa Grasong Svavayam Avayamatmani Bhuyishta Om Shom. The translation goes, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisingadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activities. This is interesting. Demon-like desires for fruitive activities in this material world. please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearful, fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. So we are not always really fearless, but we can pray to the Lord. This is a prayer to Lord Nrisimhadev. We can pray to help us to become fearless, to not be so much concerned anymore about our pleasures and our likings, whatever we like, and so on and so on. This we can do. I like these prayers, many prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam. Personally, I like them very much because they are spoken by great personalities, and we can use them. That's the reason why they are written down there. It's not just for, okay, we read them from time to time, but we can purposefully pray these prayers to get this benefit. In this case, to become fearless of the struggle in this material world. I have another prayer. We will pray at the end, all together. I have some sheets here. It's very nice, very helpful. So, Satchinanda Maharaj, once in Germany, in Goloka Dham, in a class, he asked, think about, listen carefully now, very important question. What would you do if right now, this moment, Krishna would come from the altar and would stay in front of you? Wow. I mean, it would be nice, wouldn't it? Who wouldn't like this? So, but it continues, it's not all. Now it becomes more serious. What would you do if Krishna would say, okay, today I have my most merciful day. Whoever wants, qualified or not qualified, doesn't matter. Whoever wants to come with me right now, this moment, without arranging anything, he can come, she can come. And Maharaj asked, what would you do? Would you just go this moment? Or would you think, oh my God, no, my plants at home, who will water my plants? Or maybe you have a cat, or everyone has some duties in this world, of course. Yeah? What would you do? Ask yourself, would you be ready to just go? Ooh, yeah, finally I can go. Would you forget? Would you be able to forget everything and leave everything behind? It's a good question, isn't it? You can ask this question yourself from time to time, and then you will see what is holding you back in this world. Of course, there is a tiny little problem for us, because yes, we hear so much about spiritual world, we hear so much about Krishna, but we didn't experience it yet, right? There's something is missing, because we don't remember we were ever there. This is a little problem, isn't it? It might be a problem, not for everyone, of course, so I don't want to accuse everyone that for not having faith or something, but it's difficult to have this really 100% faith. And then, just some days ago, I had problems with sleeping, and then I switched on my laptop, and there are many classes, and it's not too loud, and somehow, after some time, I'm able to sleep. There were some seminars, and then I was waking up. Krishna's always waking me up if something really good is coming. And then I heard it was Mahatma Prabhu in a seminar, and he asked the following thing. If Krishna would take you for a moment back to Goloka Vrindavan, just to show you that everything is true, and to let you feel how it feels to be there, to let you feel this happiness. Well, it would be nice, hmm? The problem is just for a moment. And then you would land up again in this material body. So, could you continue your life, your spiritual life, like you're doing now? Or would it have some impact, create some change in your mind, change about what you take serious, what is important for you, and what is not so important? Who thinks it would change something? There would be a change, I think, for most of us. It would be. No one is really 100%. If it would be 100% Krishna conscious, we would act completely different. So we would see on our likes and dislikes with completely different eyes. We would understand, this is so petty, this is so useless. I'm still doing many things which are so useless. So we should, I should really put Krishna in the center of my life. Because if we don't do this, then we very easily become a victim of Maya. There's a story of Narada Muni. I make it very short because we don't have much time anymore. You might know it, but still it's always good to hear it again and again and again. Narada Muni, he's traveling all around, you know, the universe, and he sees many things, and sometimes he's really perplexed how the people, the humans, can to such a degree become a victim of Maya. And once he was on a walk with Krishna, and they were in it was like a desert, and he asked, "Oh my Lord, please explain me. I can't understand. It's so obvious, it's so obvious." "Yes, for you it's obvious," says Krishna, "but for those people it's not obvious." "Yeah, but still, I mean, they are suffering, they should understand they are suffering," and so on. "And can you please explain me, show me the power of Maya? How can Maya be so powerful?" Krishna says, "No problem, I can show you. Just, you know, it's a little bit dry here. Can you bring me some water? I want to drink." Narada, you know, he's traveling with his veena, pling, pling, and he appeared in some village. There was a well, and he took some water for Krishna, just wanted to return, and this beautiful lady was coming, very young. And she greeted him and said, "Oh yes, it's not very often that visitors are coming here, so where are you coming from? What are you doing here?" "Yeah, I'm just fetching some water for my master." "Only for your master? You must also be thirsty. It's so dry and hot and so on. You don't want anything? Maybe you want to drink something or some refreshment, some fruit." He said, "Yeah, right. I never thought about it. You're right, yes. Yes, yes, I could do this. I mean, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't depend on this water." I mean, Narada Muni knew this, yeah? So he said, "If I'm coming a little bit later, no problem." "Yes, come." The house was just there at the well, and inside was a father, and he greeted him, was very happy, and after foot washing and all the things, the father revealed his heart. He said, "Yes, you know, our astrologers, they had predicted that that one day some visitor would come and he would look like you and he would just come to take some water and he would marry my daughter and that would save the village because shortly after I will leave my body," he was the king or whatever of this area, "and this person will take the position of, will take my position, and the village will, the whole area will flourish like anything," and so on. And Narada Muni said, "Strange, yeah, I never thought of this, but I mean, if the astrologer predict something, it must be true, isn't it? Ah, that's the reason why Krishna sent me here. Now I understand." Okay, he agreed, he married, the father-in-law died, many children were coming, the whole area became very rich because Narada Muni, he had some special abilities. He was very expert in managing everything. And he for completely, he had no time even anymore to think much about Krishna, but he didn't mind because he thought, yeah, I'm just doing what my master wanted me to do. What's the problem? I'm serving him. But then it happened, so it couldn't go on forever, and some big rain was coming, and the flood was, well, I mean, Mayapur, you know this, the flood was rising and rising and rising, and they climbed on the roof, climbed on the top of the houses, and still it wasn't high enough. But they had some boat, and they took the boat, and then the storm was coming, and one after the other, all the children, Radha Muni's nice children, disappeared in the water. His wife, the same, he could not save anyone. He was just holding on, then the storm became even stronger. He was just holding on the sail, this cloth of the sail, just not to be to fall into the water. But then a very high wave was coming, and the boat turned upside down, and he struggled, lost his consciousness, came to his senses, and he felt, he couldn't open his eyes, he was too exhausted. He felt, it's strange. Where did the water disappear? It's so dry here. It's not just dry, it's even hot here. Where am I? He opened his eyes and he saw some sand. And he looked at his hand. Still he was holding this cloth of the sail. And it was not the sail anymore. It was something yellow. And then he looked and he saw some very, very well-known feet, very beautiful lotus feet. He looked up, and he managed to open his eyes, completely look up, and he was looking into the smiling face of Krishna. And Krishna says, asked him, so, do you understand Maya now? And he said, oh my Lord, yes, now I understand. And then Krishna smiled even more and said, where's my water? Oh no, my Lord, I go. Immediately he disappeared. And same village, same world, took the water, same lady was coming. Same question. Just water for your master, nothing else, nothing for you? And he said, no, nothing for myself. And he ran away as fast as he could. So he understood as soon as we want something just for ourselves, we are in a very, very dangerous position. And we might end up on the heavenly planets. So be careful. If you have too great desires to enjoy, then it might happen to you. And if it's not heavenly planets, like this boy I told you about, it's no fun for him. It's no fun for him, I can tell you. He always wanted a car. He wanted big cars. Now he's born in a family that don't even have cars. So Krishna is funny. Krishna is very funny. And he's guiding us, of course, and we will learn. But it's better to learn immediately, to learn voluntarily, but learning from experience. Actually, learning from experience, from own experience, is third-class intelligence. So now, yes, we have... Still, I want to do this with you. I'm using this in a japa seminar. It's very nice. I have just 20 sheets of this text. Could you just very quickly distribute them? And I don't have the translation, this doesn't matter. Someone. Oh no, is there a mic? Because someone, please, has someone has to please read the translation. We do the following thing now. This is also a prayer from Prahlad Maharaj. It comes here in the 10th chapter, verse number 7. And I read it in a book of Gurugovindaswamy. He said, this is the only prayer we should pray at all. So, everyone can read with a neighbor or however, because it's important. It's important you can read what is written there. Because we do the following now. We sing it 3 times. While I sing it, you read the translation. Then you repeat the verse. I sing again, you read the translation again. And after, for a very short time, we chant Hare Krishna with this, with the meaning of this verse in our mind. It's clear? It's so helpful. It's so helpful if we have something to meditate on while we are chanting. Okay. Someone wants, no, everyone can read it by himself, yeah? You can read. We must not read loudly now. No. Okay. No, no. Yadidasya semekaman Madangstang vada dasabha Kamanam rinya sangraham Bhavatas tuvrinivaram. Yadidasya simikaman Varang sangvada dasabha Kamanam ridya sangroan Bhavatas tuvrinivaram. Yadidasya simikaman Varang stvangvada dasabha Kamanam ridya sangraan Bhavatas tuvrinivaran. Yadidasya simikaman Varang stvangvada dasabha Kamanam ridya sangraan Bhavatas tuvrinivaran. Yadidasya simikaman Varang stvangvada dasabha Kamanam ridya sangraan Bhavatas tuvrinivaran. Yadidasya simikaman Varang stvangvada dasabha Kamanam ridya sangraan Bhavatas tuvrinivaran. Now we sing Hare Krishna all together, okay? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Re Hare. Little bit late, I'm sorry. So, how does it feel to chant like this? Such a meditation? So any comments or questions, suggestions or whatever? Hare Krishna, yeah, I need this, otherwise I can't hear you.
Hare Krishna. In this age of Kali Yuga, has Krishna ever come to somebody, like you said, you know, Krishna does come and gives darshan, but sometimes we miss the opportunity to see him in front of us. Has that ever happened in this Kali Yuga age?
Sorry, I'm not sure. Can someone?
In this Kali Yuga age,
yeah,
has Krishna, Lord Krishna, appeared,
yeah,
in front of his devotee,
yeah,
and given darshan in this Kali Yuga age?
No, I understood what I said, but I am not really able to understand what you mean. I'm sorry, my brain is a little bit slow, I think.
Mataji is asking if in this Kali Yuga has Krishna ever appeared to someone, gave darshan like that, like you were describing?
Of course, to Srila Prabhupada, for example. It just was in Kali Yuga, it was just recently, just a little bit more than 50 years ago, it said that he appeared to Srila Prabhupada on board of the Jaladuta when Srila Prabhupada had his heart attack. So, I mean, there is one problem with this question, to answer this question. Because, be honest, if Krishna would appear to you, would you run around and tell it everyone? No. So, we don't do. And if someone is running around telling everyone, oh, I saw Krishna and he was that high and his lotus feet were like this and I was just paying obeisances to his lotus feet, I heard it just from someone like this. I saw the Lord, yes, and he was looking like this and this and this. I tell you, this one is not a devotee anymore nowadays. So it was some imagination. And then in the beginning you want to, maybe he even believed what he told others, but this is very dangerous. I would never ever tell anyone about. Like you and you, I think most of you, would you tell? Maybe if you have a very, very, very close friend, even with my Guru Maharaj, my God, how would I tell him the Lord appeared in front of me? I would feel so embarrassed and so as if I would try to put myself in a high position. I don't know how I would do this, no idea. And that's a problem. Now, sorry, I didn't understand. My ears are bad, so I didn't... maybe because also I couldn't imagine that someone would even talk about. So we have these examples from the scriptures, of course, but nowadays, Lord Chaitanya also. Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada, in these cases I'm sure about, it's true also. But for the rest, we don't know. That's something private. It's like you have a loving relationship with someone and you have some certain loving exchange, whatever it may be, very private with this person, we also would not run around and tell everyone about, because it's private. Yeah? Okay, thank you. So sorry, I'm a little bit late. Anything else, or should we end with this? Okay, then thank you very much for listening. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Now I have to get up from this here. I don't know how to do this. I need to lift. I can't get up. Yes, thank you.
Shall I help you?
No, I can manage this. It was just his leg. No.